Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning on this beautiful Thursday morning here in downtown Coffeyville. 59 degrees out there. Not too bad out there. We're going to get up to about 75 degrees today. In studio this morning, we have a big group in here. It's a packed house here today as we have Jennifer Bright, Leandra Silva, and Debbie Davis in from USD 445. Ladies, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Great.
All right. Well, you guys said you have a big thing going on over at Community Elementary. And Jennifer, what is this program that is going on over there at CES?
Okay. Well, we are here to talk about our service learning projects, which we are one of the Kansas Redesign schools. And one of the bedrock principles of redesign was to include civic engagement. How do we develop our students and give them the skills to be productive citizens? We know that we cannot prepare them for jobs in post-secondary because those jobs may or may not exist as of yet. But we can develop the skills within them to be productive citizens for whatever jobs are available during that time. So we're teaching them where they fit in the world, their importance, and how they're one critical component of a bigger network. We can teach them skills to problem solve, to where, you know, they can't always have someone holding their hand and telling them every step along the way. So we're teaching them to problem solve, to explore, to think outside the box. We're teaching them how to interact with others in a positive way, because no matter what jobs there are, you have to be able to talk and work together. So those are skills that we're able to look at. When we were looking at our why and what we wanted students to have when they left Community Elementary, we wanted them to, like I said, to be able to work in post-secondary, to develop those soft skills. But we wanted to look at how do we teach them those skills, but still be accountable for the standards that we are charged with.
Right, right.
And so Community Elementary was developed through kind of that social studies mindset of self, community, state, world. And so we looked at our social studies standards and how can we develop these service learning projects that fit into those social studies standards and really go deep within those social studies standards. And that's what the projects that the teachers have been able to develop and that the students have really taken a hold of and found that importance and value within.
And we do have Leandra Silva in from CES. And Leandra, you're over there at CES. And how have you been able to put some of these into action?
So I teach third grade at CES, and we have come up with four service learning projects that our students complete each quarter or each 9 weeks. And it's really, we've really seen the kids totally buy in. They have a great sense of pride. It teaches them empathy, and they have really come to the realization that, you know, like, they can give back as an 8-9-year-old. They can make an impact in their community, and our focus is the state. So we partner with, like this 9 weeks, we're partnering with the Salvation Army and the Red Cross to make comfort kits for statewide Kansans who've been affected by natural disasters. Close to Thanksgiving, we partnered with the food bank and the Kansas Food Bank, and the students who brought the most canned goods got to pie their teacher in the face, and they really loved that.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yeah. One classroom collected over 2,000 canned food items, and as a whole, we collected over 3,000 canned food items, and the Kansas Food Bank actually asked us to keep those items locally, so we donated a lot of food to Genesis, and the kids are so proud of themselves, and it's really sparked a love for civic engagement and you know, civic servants. And we also did a unit on government where they learned about their local government and their state government, and they had held an election. The kids went through a debate, and we have guest speakers come in for every unit so that they can really see that civil servantness in action. And it's they really, really enjoy it. I think it's probably one of the toughest things that we do because it's very rigorous. The kids learn a lot. But at the same time, it's probably the thing that they get most excited about, especially when it comes to like the celebration part of it or the donating of the items or, you know, the fact that they are like truly making an impact. I think it really gives them a sense of pride, teaches them lots of great empathy, and they want to like get the community involved and their parents involved, and it's really cool to see it.
And it's good to see kids at that age get engaged early. That way that they can kind of take that with them, and you kind of see their eyes light up and just how they really, really get into it. Am I right?
Yeah, it's really, they really, and when you tell them that we're going to impact the whole state of Kansas, at first they look at you like, oh my gosh, Mrs. Silva, I'm 8 years old. Like, I don't know if I can really impact the whole state of Kansas. But then after you do the project and they see the donation or the backpacks or the canned food items or, you know, the books that they have made, and they see that, it really shows them, hey, listen, I can make a difference. And hopefully that will carry on with them, you know, into their adulthood. And they truly then, you know, take that to heart and are great civil servants.
So. Yeah, and it's like I said, it's good to get them engaged in that kind of activity young. That way they can kind of take that with them as they go on in life, especially after they leave CES and move on, of course, to Roosevelt Middle School and then Field Kinley High School. We also have Debbie Davis in studio with us this morning. And good morning, Debbie. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Well, I guess you're kind of talking on around the same thing about what's going on here?
Yes. The fifth grade's link was to the nation, and our social studies standards cover the history of the early United States and before it became a nation. And we planted, in the fall, we planted the Three Sisters, corn, beans, and squash. And the first year we did really well with it, and we had a celebration at the end of it, and we actually got to eat some of what we had grown, and that was extremely exciting.
Mm.
And then we also had planted salad bowls, and that's a mixing bowl with some potting soil in it and then lettuces and spinach. The spinach didn't really like that condition, but the lettuce did. And then we donated those salad bowls to Genesis because you can take them and pick off the lettuce for quite a while and it will grow back. This year it frosted really early and we lost all of our crops.
Oh,
and so
no.
That was a good learning lesson to them about what the people would have done back then if that had happened, because we lost everything in one night. But we also have Linda Follett come from Genesis and talk to us about what Genesis does. And we did some Thanksgiving foods and donated to Genesis that year. Now we are planting medicinal herbs, and we've started them inside, and we're going to harden them off to get them outside and study about how the early colonists used medicinal herbs because they didn't have anything else. So they're very interested in that, and we're going to have a final taste test, and they're going to try to guess which herb is in the food that we're cooking or making for them.
And unfortunately, you know, you, like you said, you lost your whole, you know, the whole crop, you know, but that's also a good learning lesson, is it not, for the students about back in the day, that happens. I mean, it's hard to control sometimes.
It was a good lesson, and they were amazed at it because they were amazed to see the things growing in the first place, and then to actually see the beans and the squash. The corn just tasseled because we don't have enough time to, it doesn't complete its growing season. But they were very sad about the freezing, and they did not really understand that, no, it's not coming back. And this was a really good freeze. The year before, we had things that grew all year out there. And this year, no, it got everything in that one sweep. So it was a hard lesson, but it was a good lesson because they thought, oh, there's something out there. There wasn't anything out there.
Oh, man, so. that's hard, I bet. But, like I said, it's a good lesson to teach them, hey, this happens sometimes. You can't just quit, though. You just got to keep your head down. Just keep moving along as best as possible, correct?
Yes, so we had to rethink of what else we could do to serve others. And we came up with some good ideas, and we did that. And they thoroughly enjoyed it. They love to help. They love to know that they can make a difference even though they're 10 and 11 years old. So it's been a really good thing for all of our kids and our teachers too. We've enjoyed it. And we get, our gardens are out where everybody can see them as they walk out of the lunchroom. And we get a lot of really positive comments about, right now there's nothing there. They're just little bitty things. But we got a lot of positive comments about how much people enjoy just seeing the plants out there. So,
and that's good. See, and that's also good for self-esteem too for the kids. You know, people, they probably hear a lot of the positive comments as well. And, you know, those kids are probably like, hey, I'm doing this and I'm able to make a huge difference.
You're very right. They do. And they love just to go outside and do something. So.
Right.
And there are rocks out there, too, so that makes it doubly fun. So they love to go out and look at the things.
Rocks are fun. That's true. Another question I was wanting to know, how did this whole kind of thing come along? Was this kind of just with community elementary school, or was this kind of like a statewide thing that came down?
It is one of the bedrock principles of redesign. So throughout the state of Kansas, schools are being asked to make civic engagement part of what they do within redesign, because it is really preparing our students of today to be tomorrow's leaders. It's helping students develop those social emotional skills that they need to be productive citizens, to know their place, that they can make an impact. And you heard about 8-year-olds and 10-year-olds making that impact and finding out, hey, what I do is important and I can take these skills out into society when I'm out of school. But it also is really important for businesses, because businesses talked to Randy Watson, our education commissioner, and said, these are the skills we need students to come in with. We're having a hard time with employability skills. How do we start looking at those college and career skills at a preschool level and working all the way through college or through high school level? And so civic engagement and service learning just fit that. And really, it's about getting the businesses wrapped around their schools that are in their community, because that's their workforce. So becoming involved, we have currently over 28 partners that have, whether wow. they're local or statewide, that have worked with us and partnered with us. We're looking to continue to grow that and get more people wrapped around the schools in each of the communities.
Well, it just seems like you guys have just really taken the ball and run with this and doing a great job out there at community elementary school. So you guys have just really taken it pretty much to the next level. And it seems like it's really doing a really good job for the kids to help them move on to the next level, is it not?
We think so.
Yeah.
And we're continuing to modify things if we see something that didn't work out the way that we wanted to, except the frost, of course. But it has been. It's been a really good experience for all of us. It's been a real learning experience for all of us also, teachers as well as the students.
Mm-hmm. I think as teachers, we've all grown, too. You know, it's made us think outside our box, be a little bit more creative, reach out to those community members, and ask for the things that we need. And the community has been open and willing and given us everything that we needed. And not even just locally, the state people that we've been in contact with, you know, some of our kids didn't even know about some of the resources that are there to help people. And so, you know, especially our kiddos that maybe some of them use those resources, it's an opportunity for those kiddos to give back. And it really, you know, it's really pushed us to grow as teachers. It's pushed our students to grow as humans, you know, because we want them to be good, you know, good people when they grow up. So, I mean, I think the impact that it's had on our kids and then also on our community has been a really lasting one. And then also making me as a teacher and my team of third grade teachers that I work with are all fantastic, and we've all grown exponentially because of it, I think.
Well, it's always good to hear good news coming from the schools, especially with a program like this that is helping students, you know, become basically kind of like better citizens as they grow up as well. So it's always good to hear these kinds of programs, and I'm happy to hear that this morning. And we were very happy to have Jennifer Bright, Leanda Silva, and Debbie Davis. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in today and telling us about this great program and kind of getting this word out to everybody. And if anybody has any questions about these programs, how can they contact you guys?
They can call the school at 620-252-6430. they're welcome to come up to the school. We'd be happy to visit with them, show them some of our projects, and we have brochures, and just get them involved as well.
All right. Well, again, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you guys have a nice day.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have some Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.